open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he gets touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, some people call this Black Friday. Around here, we call it Football Friday. And we're talking Browns and talking NFL for an hour. That's what it is, but I know a lot of you are out and about, so we want to take advantage of that and hoping we can make your Black Friday travel that much better. Hope you're getting the great deals that you're seeking out there, and absolutely and mostly hope you had a great, great Thanksgiving. I know I did a couple of decent football games yesterday of the three, so that was helpful to see some good football, or at least decent football, on a day when you don't really care. You just want to see football. You don't really care the quality. It's a bonus if it's good, but we did see not the one we expected to be good, Packers-Lions. Only highlight out of that one was Ndamukong Suh doing his kicking thing. Dirty or what? I think he's got some issues coming his way with the commissioner, who's not very pleased with him. Anyway, we are going to have our poll question for you, as we always do on this show. It's sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. Posted our official Browns Facebook page, and the question is, which Browns rookie has been the most impressive? So vote on that one and tell us why. The choices, Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard, basically are the two guys that we are putting out there as and seeing, just take your temperature, see what you think on that, and then tell us at the end, or we will tell you at the end of the show, tell us why when you vote for them. We'll tell you at the end of the show which of the two is garnering the most votes on that one. I'm leaning toward Taylor. I think he's been the biggest difference maker, but we'll see what you have to say about that. This show is stacked. We are taking a close look at Sunday's Browns-Bengals game. We've got Bernie Kosar to help us do that. You'll hear from him shortly. We got the roundtable together, Jimmy Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, yours truly. The four of us really, really grind into that game Sunday and break down where the Browns are at 4-6. I mean, after 10 games, where the Bengals are. They're 6-4, but that two-game difference, I don't know. Seems like maybe it's even a little bigger than that, but we'll analyze that and tell you what we think. And as always, we take your questions at the Browns official Facebook page. Rod asks, you say the Browns may have found a running game. So my question is it the play calling or is it the running back position that has suddenly fired up our game? Well, let me say this, Rod, and it's kind of the news of the day. The Browns suddenly find themselves with three either mostly healthy, if not all healthy, running backs entering a game with the return of Montario Hardesty this week to practice and his recovery from that calf injury, and now Peyton Hillis has been practicing. So add those two with Chris Obanaya's presence. You've got three guys, potentially three healthy backs going into a game, and I hope it's a problem for Pat Shurmur to kind of choose what he wants to do from a starting standpoint. He said earlier in the week Montario would be his guy, but we'll see how that all shakes out. I think it's the best problem you could have, and something this team hasn't dealt with in a long time. Unfortunately, it's been a big problem. Okay, TJ Zuppe, our producer, let us fire up the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
And with us for his second visit of the week is Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, first of all, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and hope you had a great one yesterday.
Yeah, a belated happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm still coming down from a food coma from the other day.
You and me both. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the victory coma. I don't know if that's the right word, but certainly there were a couple of touchdowns that the Browns had last weekend that made for a lot of conversation this week just because we hadn't seen those. But I think the timing is right to see this progress offensively because they do face clearly a much tougher Cincinnati team, not only a tougher team than they saw last Sunday, but a tougher team than they saw in week one against Cincinnati.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see how the Bengals respond, come back from, this is the second time we've played them. They're a young team. They've had, and I don't believe in moral victories in the NFL especially, but they've been getting patted on the back a lot the last month or so, and then played Pittsburgh and then at Baltimore and played them tough, but came away with two losses. But still, even in losses, people are saying how good they are, how good they played. It's a dangerous precedent when sometimes teams start feeling, young teams especially, start feeling kind of good about themselves for playing close. And they have sometimes, and I hope this is the case, have a tendency to look past games like this where they played at Cleveland, beat us in the week in the opening game of the season. And young teams have to have that discipline to be able to handle these type things. And we're going to see if the Bengals do.
Yeah, and they have the young quarterback, of course, Andy Dalton, a rookie. But Bernie, how less of a rookie does a guy become 10 games into the season? And when he played the Browns, by the way, in week one, he showed some pretty good poise in that half that he was in there before he suffered that wrist injury.
Well, Andy Dalton has showed fantastic poise for any type of quarterback, let alone being a rookie, through the majority of the season. I think he's been one of the most impressive. Cam Newton's getting all the pub as the best rookie quarterback. Andy Dalton's actually won a lot more games, and although the last couple weeks his interceptions have gone up, that will happen if you play Pittsburgh and the Baltimore Ravens defense on a consistent basis. He's really been impressive and in control. He looks like a veteran out there.
And yeah, he's got to be gaining some confidence. I think the one thing that you do see with his throwing five interceptions in the last two games, he threw the three against Baltimore, is you see that when pressure starts to get to him, guys can do one of two things. You can extend the play. You can obviously deal with the pressure to that last minute and take the hit. It looks to me like when he's under duress, he's forcing some throws that he otherwise doesn't. He usually is making some very sound decisions, and he gets out of character when that pressure's coming at him.
Yeah, and I think part of that comes from, they have a fantastic receiving core. A.J. Green wasn't playing last week, but they get a guy, Jerome Simpson, steps in, and then they have guys who make plays. So I think sometimes he gets accustomed to those receivers have bailed him out at times, making nice catches, throwing the ball with pressure into tight situations. But you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and sometimes you can't make a consistent living with pressure in your face of throwing the ball into crowds. And although he's got away with it a few times in the last couple of weeks, it's come back to haunt him on a few occasions. So it is imperative from the Browns' point of view that they get some form of pressure on him, because when he's comfortable in the pocket, he's been incredibly effective. But his propensity to make mistakes really increases as the pressure increases on him.
Former Browns quarterback joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, when we look at Colt McCoy and at the progress he's clearly made in the last two games, and especially last week, how big is it that he now can carry against this Cincinnati defense, Mike Zimmer, all of the blitz combinations that he likes to come up with and the aggressive attacking that he wants to do of a quarterback? How much better equipped might the Browns be to handle that from the McCoy standpoint and from a line that especially those two young guards, Jason Pinkston and Sean Laval, who looked like maybe they had a little bit of a breakthrough last week against Jacksonville.
Well, that's, and I'm not trying to protect and play the ex-quarterback protecting the current quarterback, but that being said, Mike Zimmer's notorious for causing confusion in your protection schemes, and he loves to put linebackers and DBs in the A gaps on each side, each shoulder of the center and interior guards, and threaten blitzes. That puts a lot of mental duress, and immediate decisions have to be made by the guards. And a lot of times they end up bluffing, coming out of it and bringing pressure on the outside, and the guards have to pop out to make those blocks. And then just enough, he ends up coming in the A gaps to keep him honest. That type of communication and athleticism by the line to be able to understand it mentally and then do it physically will be imperative for Colt to have some success at the Bengals' home place, because it should be loud there on Sunday.
And Bernie, you had to like what the receiving corps did. It looked like a real grow-up game for really all of these guys. I mean, Greg Little, who just continues to come into his own and makes more progress as a young guy, as a rookie learning each week, and then seeing Jordan Norwood respond the way he did, adjusting nicely against the blitz to catch that 51-yard pass, and Josh Cribbs being Josh Cribbs, get the ball in his hand and do explosive, dynamic things, but he too evolving as a receiver. Do you like the way this group is coming? And Mohamed Massaquah gets back in the lineup as well from the concussion. Do you like the way this group is coming together?
Well, they're definitely making some plays and making plays in space, beating man coverage on a more regular basis than they did earlier in the season. And it is imperative to kind of keep with that growth. And, you know, we mentioned on the show on Monday, you know, Greg Little seems to be settling in, feeling more comfortable, consistently now making 5-6 catches a game. That's the type of progress that you really want to see from your receivers, especially as you're getting into the division part of your schedule and the tough part of your schedule.
And as we look at how daunting this task is, it is, you know, you look up and you see, you focus on the Browns' 4-win record at this point, but you look around this AFC in general, the AFC North in particular, and really, one win, another win, a win that maybe you don't expect because they've got to, you know, go on the road and they've got this very tough stretch coming up here. But it'll be very interesting to see, A, how they can affect other teams' playoff situations, and B, maybe do something we're not entirely expecting but would be pleasantly surprised to see.
Well, right now, yeah, I know where you're going with it. And from a player perspective, you have to take it a step at a time, but you have to think like that, players and coaches. You have to believe you could do it. And, you know, I know we've had some injuries, but just about every team has had injuries. So nobody's invincible right now. I know we've kind of made a monster of some teams and a monster of the end of the schedule. But from a player perspective and a coach perspective, there's holes in just about all the teams, and all the teams that are playing now have some vulnerable points. And I think from a Browns perspective, you got to be excited and believe you could go and take advantage of those type things when you play them.
Bernie, great stuff. Again, thanks so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And we look forward to talking with you on Monday when we look back on the Browns-Bengals game.
Sounds good, Vic. Have a good weekend.
All right. He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself, or visit LibertyFord.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance.
Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Calling all Browns fans. You're only a road trip away from America's premier sports museum and showplace. No season is complete without a trip to the Mecca of all that is football, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Celebrate pro football's history, the legends that have played the game, and the NFL's most recent stars and record-breaking moments. Plus, save money with your Cleveland Browns game ticket. Show your ticket at the box office window and save on admission. For details, visit profootballhof.com.
Every day, epic power failure strikes thousands of victims.
I was meeting this guy, Tyler, in the mall. I texted him that I was in the Pottery Shack checkout line, but his phone died halfway through. So he read, running late on the pot.
Avoid epic power failure with a PowerMat backup battery. One full charge whenever, wherever you need it. Stay charged all the time with a PowerMat smartphone receiver and charging mat. Just enable your phone and drop in charge. PowerMat, stay in charge. Visit stayincharge.powermat.com.
At some stores, holiday shopping is hard.
Hi, I'm looking for holiday gifts, and I need a poor selection of tech products.
You've come to the right place. Our selection is pathetic.
Oh, and the prices on your tablets and laptops are...
astronomical.
Perfect.
But at Staples, we make it easy to find the tech gifts you need. Get the latest in laptops and tablets and e-readers from Nook and Kindle, all at low prices. And check out our Thanksgiving Day circular for great Black Friday deals. Easy shopping, easy saving. Staples. That was easy.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Pat Shermer, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. With his head
hung low. And we welcome you back to this show that we call Cleveland Browns Daily. As the head coach just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. And it's brought to you, as is this upcoming segment, this roundtable preview, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And we've assembled the roundtable to take a closer look at Sunday's game between the Browns and Bengals. And before we get started, I want to wish each of you a happy Thanksgiving and hope you had a great one, Jimmy.
Thank you very much, Vic. Yeah, I hope everybody did. Yeah, I certainly did.
I feel like a drumstick among the turkeys.
Good one, Deke. And Tom?
You need to go for a run. Too much turkey.
Yeah, right there. Absolutely. All right. Well, we've got them together. Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers. And we are going to talk about this game. First of all, the first repeat opponent on the Browns schedule. And, Jim, it's going to give us our first gauge, I think, of maybe how it's a continuing process. But I think the first indication of where the Browns are, just seeing now that you can compare a 10-week span from that first game to now.
Yeah, I think so. And we go into the real teeth of the schedule right now. I mean, this schedule, as Doug has pointed out a number of times, was backloaded. So we'll get a chance to see this, where the Browns have gone and where the Bengals have gone, you know, from that opening game. Sometimes the opening game of a season can take you one way, down one part of the road or down the other. I think last year, that opening game of the season took the Browns down one bad road, and it put Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, on a pretty good road. And there is a lot of evidence that the Browns went on a stumbling part of the road this year when they lost to Cincinnati, and the Bengals kind of got their confidence, and they went on a very, very positive note. I think it's a big game for Colt McCoy because we're so up on the way he's played the last couple of weeks and certainly last week, and I think that's going to be interesting to see him play on the road.
Yeah, I mean, they're 6-4, we're 4-6, we're one nap away from being 5-5 and 5-5.
You're right, Deke.
But, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, the thing about them is they've got the young quarterback that's played pretty well. And a lot of people say, well, geez, you know, they got to go. But you got to look at the components that he's been surrounded with. He's got the number one receiver as far as A.J. Green. And, you know, that's been a plus for him. But they're in a new system. We're in a new system. So there's a lot of things I think will be measured out in this game.
As Doug briefly mentioned, I mean, this is a week you can be sure the Browns will not get caught snapping in the huddle.
No.
So, and I think, as you guys have pointed out, I think it's a great chance to show, you know, what kind of improvements they've made, not only in the last 10 weeks, but in the last couple of weeks where, you know, we've seen a little more balance on offense. We've seen Colt McCoy, you know, light bulbs starting to go off. So this will be very interesting.
And as much, and Deke, you're absolutely right, as much as maybe some fate or whatever it was, or just a nap, more the fate might have been the St. Louis game, too, with regard to how different this Browns record could be going into this game. But in terms of the two-game difference between these teams, it seems bigger to me. It seems like the Bengals are actually better than two games better than the Browns. When I think of how well their offense has played, the weapons they have, when I think about a defense that's only allowed a couple of 100-yard rushers this year, they look more daunting to me than they did on September 11th.
I think so. I think you're exactly right. They've had some very impressive wins. And, I mean, the fact that they're 6-4, I mean, playing Pittsburgh and Baltimore back-to-back probably is going to do that to you, and they're in both of those games, you know, to possibly win the game or certainly send the game deeper into overtime. So I agree with you about that. I think their quality of play, what they've done offensively, and Vic, I don't think they get enough credit for that defense.
No.
I think that everybody thinks of them as an offensive team with two exciting rookies. But that defense is legitimate. I think it's been legitimate for the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, you look at who they played. Obviously, the one difference is Tennessee. They beat Tennessee. We didn't. But other than that, it's pretty much the same people we beat. So
yeah.
It's one of those, you know, you take a team like Cincinnati. They're up one year. They're down the next.
Yeah.
They're up one year. They're down. You don't know what direction they're going to go. But they do have a lot of first-round draft picks on that roster.
And do we look at, when we look at Colt McCoy's performance last week, and I really want to take it in a two-game kind of chunk here and count that Rams performance as part of the progress of Colt that we've seen over two games, but especially last week, do we think, Tom, that now he gets into a phase where, okay, let a couple of touchdown drives, certainly showed more in his game of command and control and a guy who just seemed to elevate himself and the ability to make some plays, to take that on the road and take that into a pretty hostile environment where a fan base is excited, yeah, at least for now, about that Bengals team,
right,
that this is another test for him and one that we feel better about him passing just because of what we've seen maybe these last 2 weeks.
I totally agree. I think Jimmy called it the MCATs on Monday. These are Colt McCoy's MCATs, yeah, over the next 6 weeks. This is it. I mean, it's not too dissimilar from what we saw last week down the stretch where we had to face, you know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore in the last couple weeks and had some tough conditions to throw in and didn't play particularly well. So I think starting this week begins, is this the real McCoy or not?
Yeah. If you remember, I mean, he came back to play in these division games late last year.
After the ankle,
he
right,
went down to
right,
Cincinnati, and then he played Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And you're right, he did not play that well. But I don't think he probably should have played. He had a high ankle sprain,
yeah,
just like DeLome and Wallace had. But he still went out there and he tried to play. But this is it for him. I mean, this is where he lives in this division. And you got six games against these guys every year. You're going to have to learn how to beat them. And he's going to be the guy that's going to be the point guy to do it.
Tom's real McCoy. Not go unnoticed, but with that said, I mean, you're centering it on Colt McCoy, but it's got to be about a little help from my friends.
Yeah.
That running game has to be there again. I mean, that running game, coinciding with the two good performances, you know, there's a real reason for it, because
sure,
it helps the pass protection. Now this team, I think, is going to give you a better pass rush than the teams we've seen the last couple weeks, and
yeah,
you probably got better cornerbacks than you've seen the last couple weeks. So the challenge is going to be greater this week.
And on the theme of getting help from friends, that offensive line, and especially the two young guards, how far do we go, Deke, with their breakout performance. Do we say that that is a step that is sustainable, or was it a step just taken again against Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, you really don't know. I mean, what you're looking for is consistency. Obviously, you know, Laval, as Pat said, had his best game. Hopefully, it's a confidence factor too. But I mean, when you play all these different teams, there's so much thinking on your feet that sometimes you know your brain kind of fizzles out.
Sure.
And hopefully, now that they've got 10 or 11 games together playing, when they see something and they make the calls, you know, they can adjust to it. You know, you go back to the first game when we put them, we had 11 penalties. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, we were using different snap counts. And it was so annoying that we just went to the same snap count, which kind of set up the offensive line because, you know defensive guys, there might not be the brightest guys in the world, but they can figure it out after a while.
It's the round table with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Deacon was a former offensive lineman, just for the record. Tom Withers from the Associated Press here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The defense had a stand last week. We can say what we want about the Jaguars' play selection and decision-making down by the goal line, but that was a goal line stand officially, and to close out a game, it doesn't get any more dramatic than that. How much carryover do you see, Jimmy, heading into the Cincinnati game?
I'm going to give them 2 good weeks. I thought that they played very well, too, against St. Louis, and I think that they, you know, I know that Steven Jackson got a few more yards than obviously Maurice Jones-Drew did last week, but I think they've played very, very well. I think they've played well all year long, and I think they played really well, except for the one snap they didn't line up for against Cincinnati. I think they had Cincinnati solved in that opening game. Granted, Dalton went out and Gradkowski at quarterback in that game, but I think that, Vic, I think they're very confident going into the game that anything that comes their way, even if they get hit a couple of times, they're going to solve it. They'll find a way to solve it.
I mean, the young defensive guys have gotten more experience, and that's going to be a big play.
Right.
You know, Cincinnati, they had the same guys except for a couple linebackers for a long period of time, and they've lost Leon Hall. So I think, you know, from a standpoint of getting the chemistry involved, I think, you know, we've taken a big step.
And I think it starts too with Joe Hayden in that secondary. If we remember, I think he had 5 batted down balls in that opener, and he was in 8. In AJ Green shorts the entire game. I mean, he was really all over him. And I thought this past week, you know, they took a little more risks in that secondary, too. And now, you know, Joe didn't come up with an interception, and neither did Sheldon Brown, but it seemed like they were more willing to jump routes and maybe take a gamble here and there.
How much of a difference is, because there are 2 big lineup differences from that opening game. Right. Jabal Sheard's on a different side than he was then, of course, and what is more natural, I guess, for him to be moved over, I guess, to the other end position. But having Emmanuel Stevens and Sheard at left end now, but back in that game, he was at right end. Jamie Mitchell was on the right side then. Now it's Emmanuel Stevens there. How much of a difference does he make?
Well, I thought Mitchell was having, you know, a pretty good season. I thought early in the year, I thought he was really playing well. So maybe he did level off a little bit. And but every time you look in the pile and Emmanuel Stevens, he's kind there. Of flashes yeah. to you. I yeah. mean, he's there.
I mean, you don't know what with, you know, these 2 young guys. I mean, they're going against 2 big tackles. I think they're both, number 1, number 2 round draft picks. But, you know, the key is going to be the putting the Bengals in an obvious passing situation. Mm-hmm. If you let them run the ball, then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be a non-factor. But if you can get them where you shut down the run and get them the 3rd and longs, then I think it'll show up.
And this is the challenge, too. Cedric Benson his numbers weren't overwhelming in that first game. He did tear off that long run late that punctuated the win. But he's a big, difficult guy to stop. But they're averaging 3.8 yards per rush. I would call his season good. And I'm still, I'm impressed that the Browns have stepped it up, certainly against the run this last game. But I'm not sure what we're going to get against a big, powerful runner like that.
Yeah, and he seems to step it up against the Browns, doesn't he? I mean, it always seems like he rips off one big one, and he's usually around 100 yards or more of those. But, you know, back to your point about the defensive line, I thought that group has really come together over the last couple weeks, and now we've obviously had, you know, a change with Stevens in there for Mitchell. But that group has played pretty well, and I always see bigger and better things out of them.
And to the Browns special teams, which have given us a lot of moments, these last couple of games for various reasons. Brandon Tate is a dangerous return guy for the Bengals, and I just wonder, do we trust the coverage? Do we see that this team can do its job there? And if this game should turn into another one, where I guess you feel better that Brad Maynard and not Richmond McGee is punting. That's a huge difference from the first game. I'm just trying to think of how and where the special teams could end up settling this.
Well, I would like to see the special teams settle down on that field goal unit. I mean, I really would. I think that has just kind of compounded itself into a bigger problem. I think once you have some problems, I think they stay there until all of a sudden you get on a run and you feel better about it. Now, on the coverage side, I thought they covered well last week. They really haven't been pierced since the middle of the season there, where they gave up some big returns. Obviously, the bad game against the Raiders. And, you know, it's a big problem if it becomes a problem, Vic. I mean, if you don't cover, you have a guy that's going to beat you. You know, and I still feel that on the other side of that, I just feel that Cribbs is ready to pop one. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, the amazing stat, you know, Josh hasn't broken one.
No.
But we're second in the league in kickoff return.
Yeah. Is he up near 28 or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, only the Jets have a better kickoff return average than us.
All right, gentlemen, that is a look at Sunday's game between the Browns and Bengals, the roundtable of Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. They'll have the call on the game, and, of course, you catch Jimmy on Channel 3 KYC and Tom Withers of the Associated Press. Much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has 5 locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop in your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and if you love bocce ball, how about this? Get to the Bocce Club at Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. 4 professional full-length bocce courts featuring a service direct from Italy. They're the only courts like it in Ohio. What a place to have a holiday office or corporate party. There's even a private room across with a bar, flat screens, and a pool table. Look, only at Freeway Lanes in Wycliffe. Go to freewaylanes.com to book your party, join a bocce league, or reserve a court today.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect. perfect motion.
Hey gang, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here for Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge on the Bedford Auto Mile, and boy do they have some great deals for you this month. Imported from Detroit for their big finish event, you can drive the all-new 2011 Chrysler 200. I've driven it. It absolutely rocks. It's nicely equipped with 0% APR for up to 72 months while supplies last. So ask for my man Rick Heller. He told me he has some super low deals to finish the year on that Chrysler 200. I loved it. You know what? It's sweet looking, it rides great, and it has all the new technology you need, and it's affordable. So head on out to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge at 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile and see these deals for yourself. Save on quality cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs at prices you can afford. You'll get a complete car buying experience from the great staff at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Call the Ganley team today, 440-232-2121 for more info. Tell them the Roadman sent you for their big finish event. See dealer for complete details.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Friday / Black Friday edition. And each week, Jameer Howerton, our own, takes you inside the Browns locker room for a conversation with a key Browns player. This week, he chats it up with Greg Little. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Greg, it's always easier to come in after a win and make the coach's corrections and prepare for the upcoming opponent. So with that, how was practice this week as you guys gear up to face the Bengals again?
I think we had a great week of preparation. We know we won last week, so we have something to build off of, and we kind of want to get a streak going and get a little gritty here.
You faced the Bengals week one, and after studying these guys on film, what is this defensive unit doing differently that you didn't see in the season opener?
We feel like, you know, they're playing a lot better on defense. They're flying around, and they're playing, you know, a bit of man. And so we feel like we can exploit some things in that aspect.
Seeing how this defensive unit has given up 200 plus yards through the air, do you see how this may present some opportunities for you and the skill players to make some plays?
I think we're playing very good outside. Tight ends are playing well, and now we have, you know, Chris Obanai is come along too as well. So we feel like collectively as a skill group, you know, we're playing some good football, and Colt is definitely playing, you know, well himself.
Speaking of Chris Obanai, you have to be very impressed with the way this young man has come in and literally didn't have a training camp with the Browns.
Yeah, man, he's a very smart player. And with that, you know, he was able to come in and jump right in and get in the swing of things. And it says a lot about his character and the way he works off the field to help him perform that way.
Over the course of the past 2 weeks, we've seen this offense really come up with some impressive drives and put some points on the board last week. What do you contribute that to?
Just overall execution. We know the preparation that we put in during the week, but it's just coming out and executing in all, you know, aspects to the line, to the quarterbacks, to, you know, the running backs and receivers to make things connect.
And for yourself, after the bye, you were named in the starting lineup, and you mentioned to me that your role pretty much stayed the same. But since that point, how much have you grown in this system?
I feel like I've grown quite a bit. I feel like as from a confidence standpoint, you know, the coaches are still, you know, that grows each and every week, and we're able to do more and implement new things with myself to get me open downfield.
Currently, you lead the Browns and all NFL rookies in receptions with 42 for 438 yards. When you see those stats, how does that make you feel, Greg?
It just means that, you know, I kind of, you know, it's some success due to what I do during the week, you know, from a practice standpoint, from a film study standpoint, and just making everything work on the field.
And when you talk about the things that you do during the week, how many hours actually, for Browns fans that may not understand, how many hours do you put in film studying and working out in the gym?
I would say countless. Because with today's technology, a lot of players have iPads, and you can put the film on that. So anytime you're just hanging out around the house and or just sitting by your locker, you can still study the film that way. So countless hours go into preparation.
Wow, it's amazing how technology has that you can actually have an app on your iPad and study your film. That's crazy. But with that, Greg, lastly, every building block matters. And as this team moves forward with five games that you guys about to face some divisional opponents within the last 6 weeks. How much does winning last week help the psyche of this team as you head into this week's game?
It gives us the overall satisfaction that we know what we're capable of doing, and all we have to do is go out and make what we do during the week work.
Greg, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer. Outstanding stuff with Greg Little. Really nice information and some insights into that rookie receiver's really impressive first year in the National Football League. By the way, that segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, and you can catch Jameer Howerton and Fox 8's Ali LaForce, as well as yours truly with head coach Pat Shurmur on TV each week on Browns Insider. It airs every Sunday, 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. Be sure to check that out on Sunday morning before the Bengals game. We'll set you up with a lot of great information on that show. Okay, when we come back, we're going to give you some fantasy help as we do each Friday on this show. Elliot Harrison is going to be with us from NFL.com and NFL Network to help you set your fantasy lineups. Great information from him. Stick around. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben Solon,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Everything from automobiles to ATVs, homes to apartments, businesses to life. American Family can protect it. And this personalized coverage all comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance is a special deal for forward thinkers. Switch your auto insurance to American Family and you could save some real money with our new discounts. Now that's something bright to think about. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Savings may vary. See your agent for details.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
We are so very happy that you've chosen to spend this day after Thanksgiving with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. want to remind Browns fans that Browns single game tickets are still available, but not for long. Purchase yours before it's too late to the upcoming Browns-Ravens divisional matchup. That's on Sunday, December 4th, 4.05 p.m. kickoff. A reminder, I know you probably know by now, but it's always worth a reminder to say that that game is now 4.05, not 1 p.m. as originally scheduled. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this fantasy segment is driven by none other than Liberty Ford. It's Friday, and that means we talk fantasy football here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And helping us to do that today is Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network. Elliot, first of all, belated happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And I should mention that I drove an F-150 for 12 years. Big fan of the Ford F-150.
Beautiful. Nice little plug for that. We appreciate it. So let's talk about the first matchup that I know was something you wanted to address right off the bat, and we should because we are a Browns show, and they're playing the Bengals Sunday, and you had a take on that for us.
Yeah, well, Cleveland-Cincinnati, you know, it's not going to get a ton of national attention, but I think there are a couple of interesting storylines here. One is Peyton Hillis. People have wondered what to do with him fantasy-wise. We all feel on NFL Fantasy Live that he is not an option going or what. Chris Obanaya had a nice game against the Jags, fantasy and reality-wise, in that win. And I think he's the guy going forward. You know, Cleveland's had a hard time opening up holes in the run game, yet they're not a team that's predicated on winning by having Colt McCoy throw the ball 60 times. They tried that against Tennessee earlier this year.
Right.
That didn't work out. So I think Chris Obanaya is a decent play. If you're not strong at the running back position, you can feel confident about putting him in your flex spot. On the Bengals side of the ball, Cedric Benson had a very nice game last week. And one of the key things in fantasy, Vic, is, first of all, Cedric Benson's the number one back, so he's going to get touches. But even if he doesn't get a lot of yards, they still use Cedric Benson in goal line. In other words, the Bengals are not a team that takes out their number one back and puts in a plugger to score touchdowns. So Cedric Benson is still, despite having a so-so season, is still a pretty decent fantasy play.
Yeah, I would go along with that. He's a powerful guy, and you're right. He's been solid in making a contribution, not necessarily overwhelming one, and we'll see how that works out against this Browns defense. No football conversation seems complete these days unless we talk about Tim Tebow, and he's playing the Chargers. Does he come up as a pretty strong fantasy option now, a legit one? I know everybody's questioning his legitimacy as a real quarterback. How about as a fantasy player?
Here's my take. Tebow, but Tebow. That's pretty much all you ever hear anymore. I'm
it's
sorry.
Right.
Moreover, Tebow. I think Tim Tebow has proven that he's a decent fantasy option because he can get you yards on the ground, and it's so easy for him to get rushing touchdowns. Last week, Carson Palmer scored a rushing touchdown against the Vikings, and it was an anomaly. He ended up having a good fantasy game, but it was because he had this rushing touchdown that he never, you know, Carson Palmer's just not that guy. Tim Tebow is that guy, and you can bank on Tim Tebow getting you a rushing touchdown at least every other game. Well, if he runs 20 yards, Vic, for a touchdown, that's 2 points for the 20 yards, and it's 6 points for the touchdown. Passing yards, you only get a point for every 25 yards if you use NFL.com scoring. So passing yards are far more valuable, and that's why I think Tim Tebow is still a very solid play, even if he goes 3 for 8 for 75 yards, because he can run for and get you a touchdown. And I think against the Chargers, he did very well in spot duty the last time they played earlier in the year. I actually think he's a better play than Phil Rivers.
Hmm. Okay. And, seeing Rivers struggle as he has and seeing Tebow do his Tebow thing, I'm going to go along with that. Now, another game involving an AFC West team to talk about, the Raiders playing the Jay Cutler-esque Bears.
Well, you know, that game is something that we're going to highlight on NFL Fantasy Live on Friday as our fantasy game of the week because there are so many interesting storylines. Let me attack the Jay Cutler-less Bears real quick. Caleb Haney, I don't see him having a big game, but I don't necessarily think that they're going to completely rein it in. I mean, it's not Mike Martz's M.O. to give his running back 30 carries. We know that. We have years of catalog of experience to know that. So I think Caleb Haney is not going to have the reins completely put on him the way, say, Bill Parcells did with Quincy Carter. That said, I don't see Caleb Haney having a monster game. So I think what you could expect would be something along the lines of 225 and a touchdown, you know, a low double-digit fantasy game. I mean, Matt Forte is your guy there.
Right.
Oakland's run defense has not been good, Vic. I think Matt Forte could have a monster game unless the Raiders completely load up the box, bring their safety down, and dare Caleb Haney to beat them. That's from the Bears' standpoint, but I would feel very confident with Forte. Obviously, no one's going to bench him. Haney expects 12 fantasy points. From the Raiders' side, Carson Palmer, you know, 2 weeks in a row now, they've learned that their recipe for success is to play defense and run the football. Palmer had 20 pass attempts against the Chargers. He had 23 against the Vikings. We both know, Vic, that's a very low pass total, you know, in today's NFL. That's like 1977-style football.
Yeah.
And I think because of which, usually 20 pass attempts are not conducive to a monster fantasy game unless you hit a couple of bombs. And I think Palmer is also, he's a double-digit guy, but I wouldn't expect much more than 15 fantasy points.
One more guy I want to get to before we let you go here, Elliot, is Matt Leinart. And he is, of course, taking over for the injured Matt Schaub of the Texans, going up against the AFC South opponent, the Jaguars, this week. Dude, what are we to expect from Matt Leinart? My initial thought is not much good.
No, that's good. Well, I mean, you know, what I just spoke to you about the Raiders is my thought on the Texans. Wade Phillips has completely turned that. Talk about an underreported story. Wade Phillips right now has to be the assistant coach of the year. If you saw that defense last year, and now they're number one in the league.
Yeah, I agree.
They want to play defense, and they want to run Arian Foster. And, oh, by the way, after Arian Foster gets tired, they bring Ben Tate in, and he's a great change of pace for them, or just another fresh set of legs. I just don't see Matt Leinart having the pass attempts fixed. So even if he plays very, very well, I think you're looking at more of an efficient game from Matt Leinart than an uber-productive game. So I would prognosticate 12 points, and I just wanted to use prognosticate so I sounded extra smart there.
That's a great word.
12 fantasy points.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Elliot, for your time, and we appreciate it, and we'll look to talk with you down the line.
I appreciate it, Vic.
He is Elliot Harrison, fantasy expert from NFL.com, NFL Network. You go to those sites and that site and that network for all your fantasy information. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has a large selection of pre-owned vehicles on sale now. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of pre-owned vehicles with special internet pricing, all makes and models. Rates as low as 1.9% and guaranteed financing. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's the big deal at P&G.
The big deal?
That's right. Buy one big and tall suit, get 2 suits free.
2 suits free?
Yep, 2 suits free. That's 3 men's big and tall suits for $199.99 or 3 regular-size suits for $179.99.
That is big.
Sale ends November 27th.
K&G.
Fashion superstore.
K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
The Fred Martin Superstore's giant holiday cashback sale.
Save 10, 20, up to 50% off.
It's the biggest used car sale of the year. Huh. Buy a used car
and get up to $5,000 cash back.
Just in time for holiday shopping. Make no payments for 6 months.
Chevy Cobalt and Impalas from $78.88. Ford F-150s and Explorers from $86.88. Buy a used car
and get a free Apple iPad.
Get 0% APR financing on used cars. And don't forget the cash back.
Up to $5,000.
Every used car gets
a lifetime powertrain limited warranty and Carfax vehicle guarantee.
All free.
All trade-ins welcome regardless of how much you owe. Trade now.
And we'll give you a $1,000 Visa gift card.
See our inventory at FredMartinSuperstore.com. Test drive and get a free holiday ham.
Fred Martin Superstore in Barberton at exit 16 off I-76. With 20% down and approved and qualifying credit, max amount of finance is 8% of NADA retail trade with purchase of specially tagged vehicles only plus tax, title, and doc fee. Used vehicles with a selling price over $8,000 only. See written documents for complete details. Negative equity added to new loan balance.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's Black Friday edition, Football Friday here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Want to give you the results of the poll question that we posted on the official Browns Facebook page. Which Browns rookie has been the most impressive, Phil Taylor or Jabal Sheard? You voted. 82% of you said Phil Taylor. That was my pick as well. But Jabal Sheard having a solid year. Josh comments, Sheard and Taylor are beasts, but Taylor has been more impressive in the regular season. I'll go along with that, but I'm not taking a thing away from Jabal Sheard or his contributions. Ask Vic questions that are sent to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter accounts. We've got some Facebook questions here. Adam, besides Crimson Little, he asks, getting open in the wide receiver, and who else should we see step up on Sunday? Adam, I'm going to say the running game in general, specifically whoever's in there. I'm going to guess besides Chris Obanaya, we're going to see some Montario Hardesty. Pat Shurmur says it's a game-time decision regarding Peyton Hillis, but I'd say it's a good thing if all three are healthy and available. It would be a great thing for this football team and a very needed thing against a tough run defense. Stacy ask one solid performance against a subpar team, she's talking about Jacksonville, or he, is not enough. How can we become more consistent? Consistent, Stacy, I would say that you become more consistent not only by A, winning and stringing together wins, but B, playing, you know, clean, efficient, effective football. Do the things they did offensively in that game. Have a passing game that gets stuff accomplished. Have an offensive line, especially the guard play that we've seen from the two young guards, that does its job and roll from there. And play solid defensively against, you know, get pressure on a young quarterback. Get pressure on any quarterback, but particularly the young guy. And that's what they've got to do with Andy Dalton. Josh, will Colt McCoy get to throw more to Greg Little? I would think so, Josh, and I think that's been the trend in this secondary that's given up 200-plus yards, this Bengals secondary, per game. I have a column posted on that, by the way, on ClevelandBrowns.com. Check out our stuff there. I think we'll see some contribution and connection there. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, Tom Withers, Greg Little, Jameer Howardson, Kristen Ribelli, Pat McKenna, and TJ Zuppe. Talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be right back.